Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NMIC South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Monday night at 9:30 Pacific Time. If you can't listen live, as many people do, you can listen to the podcast. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com. I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for their great effort every week. And just punch in the NWAC South Fast Break Show, and you will get every single show that we've ever done. Of course, I am Gregory Crawford. I host a show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com, where I cover the world of sports business, including once the NWAC season gets going. We'll have our world-famous power rankings on there, so that's always pretty good. And also pretty good as we start this program off each week with Trevor Hopp, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Trevor, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing really great. How about you?
Doing good. Thanks for asking, and it was nice to see you this weekend at Clackamas Community College. Another outstanding Max Hoops event. They have another one coming up the 10th and 11th of September at Forest Grove High School. But they do a great job, and it's great. I imagine you really enjoy being an instructor at that, and you're there often, Trevor. And also, I was pretty impressed by the 80 or so young men participating in it, that no bad attitude.
No, it was a great event, and it was really really great to see you. And somebody was asking me if I saw you there. I said, yeah, I didn't get to spend enough time with you, though. I wish we could have chatted a little more. But, yeah, another great event by Max Hoops, and Brent Miner does a great job, and I'm happy to be a part of it along with a lot of other great coaches. And then, yeah, a lot of fine young men. They really worked hard. And, you know, it was a lot for, it was two full days of basketball, and we didn't play any games. You were either doing skill development or, you know, learning some nuances of the game, but we really didn't play games. It was all on court coaching, getting coached up with the fundamentals, and then a lot of great stuff in the classroom. Boy, there were some, you know, great speakers up there, and I enjoyed being in the classroom too. And I gave a little talk on, I talked about the best of the best and some of the attributes and qualities of the best athletes and best business leaders and, you know, best whatever, just successful people. What are some of their qualities? And so I really enjoyed that time in the classroom with them too. And good group. It was fun.
Trevor, give us a little synopsis of your talk, the best of the best. Who is a good business leader? Who's the best athletes? Who'd you have in that group? I think our listeners would love to know.
Well, that is a great question. I wasn't so much talking about individual. I was talking more about attributes.
Okay.
And so, you know, it was more about competitiveness and that not giving up. You know, doing a little bit extra, whether that means coming to practice early or staying late, you know, doing the little things that people think aren't important, stuff like that. And so it wasn't so much one person or leaders, but things I have taken from different leaders and things like that.
And of course, Trevor, you know, I just read an article. I take the online version of Success. .com. It's very good, and they asked Richard Branson, of course, the airline guy and many other things, one of the most successful business people ever in the world, one word that would make people success, and he said punctuality. He won't deal with people that are late. Yep.
Nice. I like it. Yeah, that's very true. That is very true.
And that definitely carries over to athletes.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. And a lot of coaches talked on that, you know, because a lot of our, you know, we share what we're looking for in recruits and things like that. And, yeah, we talked about attitude and body language and being on time. And so all those things, or a lot of those things do come up for sure.
Yeah, it's an easy way to remember this. If you're on time, you're late.
There you go.
That's an easy slogan. Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Trevor, what's happening at Southwestern Oregon Community College? I know we're in the dog days of summer, but those will soon disappear into bye-bye land, and we'll be right there with basketball right around the corner.
Yeah, a little jealous, you know. Our soccer teams are out on the field. The volleyball team's in there working out, and, you know, all of our guys are still, you know, back in their respective hometowns and you know, working out and trying to get ready. And so that's, we're kind of still in that same boat, but it's just touching base with our guys and making sure they are doing some of the things that we're asking and just trying to get ready. And, you know, we're happy. I mean, you know, almost everybody's registered for classes and got their housing set up. And so we feel like we're in pretty good shape that way. We just want to, you know, be around our guys a little bit. We've definitely missed them, and we'll be looking forward to having them back on campus, what, at the end of September. So we still got a ways, but hopefully they're putting in the time back at their respective homes.
I asked you this a while back, but it bears worth repeating. What are you most looking forward to? One thing, and I know there's many of this 16-17 version of your team.
Well, you know what? It's kind of that thing. It's a new team. So, yeah, we got some returners, but how are they going to blend with the new guys? And it's, there's always just that excitement of the new players coming in and meshing with the sophomores. And so I think it's just, hey, what's this team going to be like? And what are we going to do? And how are they going to mesh? And so I think we got some really good guys, and I'm looking forward to working with them and just seeing that and seeing them grow and helping them do that, hopefully.
Trevor, you're famous for your up style. Have you ever thought about slowing the ball down? And that's a question, not a comment.
No, not really. And that was the fun part. My on-court demonstration was fast break stuff, and I told them how fast we play and this is what we do. And so, no, not really.
No, I like that answer. In conclusion, what are you going to be doing this week, non-basketball related?
You know what? I'm still teaching a summer school class that's ending this week. So Thursday's our last day of summer school. So really finishing up my classes that I'm teaching and finishing up a book. I'm reading Angela Duckworth's book on grit right now. So I'm hoping to finish that book this week too. That's been my homework.
Very good. Hey, Trevor, have a great week. We'll talk to you again next Monday night. And thanks as always for getting this program off to a rousing start.
Sounds good, Greg. Thanks a lot, and it was great to see you again last weekend. We'll talk to you later.
My pleasure. Great. Trevor Hoff, the head men's coach of Southwestern Oregon Community College in beautiful Coos Bay, Oregon. If you've never been there, one of our great cities in this wonderful state. Now, let's go to Bruce Chavka, the head men's coach at Lane Community College, in another beautiful city, Eugene, Oregon. Bruce, I kept watching CNN, Fox News. I didn't see us going out in handcuffs or standing in front of a tank, so I know you survived China.
Well, first of all, my TV is never set to Fox News, but that being said, no, I didn't get arrested, no international incidents. It was a fun trip. I was glad we made it safe and sound, and now we're back in Eugene, which is a fun deal. I was fortunate that our assistant coach, Tyler Hollingsworth, he got to go on this trip with us, and it was a good experience to be around him a bunch, and made it for an enjoyable time. So it was a really fun time. It was good stuff.
Bruce, in your own words, what is China really like?
It's beautiful. I mean, we got to see, we were in southern China, and one of the venues that we played at was in the mountainous area, and experienced some thunderstorms and that kind of thing, drove through the mountains. And I'm from Colorado, and there's a lot of tunnels in Colorado, but nothing compares to the tunnels that we drove through on this trip. It's very beautiful. Landscape's nice. Weather was super hot and humid. I mean, we were in a city that was 105 for 3 days straight and 100% humidity, so time in that city. But, you know, a lot of pollution, obviously. You know, the people were nice, the food was amazing, and it's a good place to be.
What kind of food do they serve in China? What did you get?
You know, it was interesting because we would play three games in four nights and stay in a hotel in a city for that time. And they served a ton of meat for us. We had duck and snake and lamb and some other stuff that I didn't quite know what it was. And so it was a variety of different stuff. They served fungus at almost every meal, including breakfast. And that was a pretty good go-to move for me. I didn't realize I would like fungus among us kind of thing, but it was pretty good. And a lot of their food is spicy, which is right up my alley. So that was, it was pretty good. And they have a little sign at each serving of the food of what it is. And they always have some interesting sayings. Like they had a huge bowl of what we would consider Cheerios. But the little sign next to it said Little Donuts. So it's just interesting what they call their different foods. It's sort of comical, but so each venue we had served us different kind of foods, that kind of thing. So it was a good time to explore and sort of let your guard down and experience some new things. But we definitely didn't starve on the trip, that's for sure.
Did you ever at any time, you know, you can pass on this question, did you feel like you were being watched or
no,
you only being watched because they love basketball?
Yeah, I never once felt uncomfortable or anything like that. You know, I think, yeah, it was, never felt like I was being watched by the government or anything like that. You know, military presence and police presence at all the arenas was, you know, totally cordial and nice. And, you know, was there any conflicts? It was with paying the cabbie, you know, that kind of thing, because the language barrier, trying to figure out how much, you know, you owed and that kind of thing. But never once, you know, did I get a, you know, feeling that, hey, this is a communist country and that kind of thing. So, you know, it wasn't anything like that. It was, everything seemed to be pretty nice. They'd draw a great crowd. I mean, we played China one night in a brand new arena that had never been played in before. It was so brand new that the gym was done, the arena part was done, but the rest of the complex was still under construction. And there was about 8,000 people there that night watching. So they really love their basketball and support their, you know, their team and all that stuff. So we played in another city with an arena that was probably the size of Matthew Knight Arena, brand spanking new. We were the first game to ever be played in that arena also. It just had been completed. So construction is booming in China. It's crazy. Everything is, you see the skyline and there's all those big, huge cranes just peppered all over the place on the skyline. So definitely a different place. It's fun to visit. And, you know, just like anything, it was fun to come back to the good USA, because you appreciate so many things granted here, but it's fun to be back. I got in last night about midnight, so I'm trying to unpack and get my bearings today. So,
and it'll be fun to watch your team this year. You're going to have a good ball club, I think.
I hope so. You know, our returners are finishing up summer school, a few of them, and signed some good kids. And I heard you asked Coach Hop down at SWAC about what he's looking forward to, and sort of got thinking about what am I looking forward to. And, you know, it's definitely the human factor, the human relationship kind of thing. I'm excited to see our guys. And, you know, you can text or call or email, hey, how's your summer going and that kind of thing. But until you sit down face to face and sort of see the excitement in the young people's eyes, hey, Coach, I took a trip and did this, or blah, 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 it's fun to see that. And then obviously roll up our sleeves and get to work and see what we got. So it'll be fun to catch up with all of our guys.
Bruce, always fun to talk to you. We'll talk to you again next Monday night. Have a great week.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me. Take care. Bye.
You betcha. Get some rest. That's Coach Bruce Chawka, just returned from China. Appreciate him coming on tonight with only one day's rest. That's always a little jet lag there. It's not a little, more than a lot of jet lag in the people I've talked to. So that's great. Of course, he's the head men's coach playing community college. Now let's swing up to Portland, Oregon, and talk with Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach at Portland Community College, who's won both an NWAC championship there and has won a state basketball championship with the Grant Generals. Tony, I'm going to start out. I'm going to ask you, I know you love basketball. You love watching basketball. You love coaching it. You probably love going out and playing a little bit now, but what are you going to do this week that's not basketball related that our listeners might like?
You know, Greg, it's good to be on, first of all. And this week, you know, one thing that I'm going to do at the end of the week, I'm going to go fishing. I'm a big avid fisherman. I like to go get crappie, and we'll be up in Richland, Washington, catching a couple hundred crappie, so that's always fun. And then another thing, you know, that I also like to do, that some folks are probably into a little bit, is fantasy football. And I've got me and my brother, we've got a group of guys that we've done fantasy football for 22 years, and we've just got a really fun group of guys that you hang out, you know, that kind of stuff. Is it's really about the friendships that you develop and all that, more so than it is about the game and who wins. That's a lot of fun, too, and we've got our annual gathering coming up soon, too.
Now, Tony, if you ever catch a kokanee, could I share a little bit? Could I just get a little slice of that? That's without question my favorite fish. It's almost like it's loaded with butter and garlic on the natural side. I love the taste of it.
Oh, yeah, I've had some, too. It's really good. I don't usually fish for those, but if I can see catching one for the next couple of years, and I'll definitely hold you and get you a big, big giant fillet of it.
I love that. Tony, I asked you as well. I asked all the coaches a few months past what you're looking forward to. I'm going to ask you again. I know many things, but one thing you're really looking forward to in your 16-17 team. And are you all set with your roster, or do you still need to do a little more recruiting?
Well, it's a good question. We're for the most part, we're set. But, you know, being at a junior college, I don't know if you're ever officially set until the deadline of being able to add classes. Because, you know, you never know if a kid comes in from Louisiana that was supposed to go to U of P, and all of a sudden somehow he didn't make it and he needs a place to play. I'm sure you're going to find room for him on your spot at this time of the year, or even all the way up until school starts. So we've got a good group, Greg, a good group of returners led by Andre McCowan and KJ Bosco, and we've added some guys as well. So we're excited. You know, we've got the thing I'm looking forward to, though, is just the teaching, the time where you can get guys in the gym every day and build on the thing that you worked on yesterday and continue to build. And then when you can bring in film session as well, I really enjoy that part of it. And you know, and it's probably what I miss the most right now, is just being able to do some teaching with the guys.
Yeah. And in that teaching, as you mentioned, is watching video. Boy, that's changed over the years, the technology, and made it a lot easier to do a lot more coaching with this great technology.
No doubt about it. It's unbelievable. And I really wish I had more resources at my disposal to be able to bring up film and bring up clips of games really quickly and that kind of stuff. But even with what we have now, it's so much more than what was available back in the day. And I take advantage of it. There's no doubt. And I just like to show guys what they're doing, you know, and the old adage of the film doesn't lie. It just comes true, so true. Because guys will say, well, coach, I was doing it. No, let's look at the film. This is what you did, you know, and this is what, when you did this, look what the result was. You know, you can just do so much teaching with through the art of film and video.
Tony, you have a great fan base at Portland Community College, a lot of loyal fans. I'm there many times, as you already know, and I love going over there and talking to the fans and everything else, but I imagine they're getting a little antsy about this time of year. They're probably saying, Tony, let's get it on.
Yeah, they are, you know, and everywhere you go, people are like, hey, coach, how's the team going to be? How's the team going to be? So folks are definitely getting excited. And, you know, it'll be here before you know it, that's for sure. And then what's cool is we added soccer to Portland Community College last year for so long. We just had the one sport, men's basketball, well, men and women's basketball. We added soccer last year, and the men's team did really well. Women's team, they did okay. They were learning. But this year people are excited about that as well. So it's just kind of fun time around PCC.
Yeah, it is fun, and Bosco's set to have a really good year, I would think. Really a fine player.
Yeah, he's got some tools, that's for sure, and it starts with the fact that he loves the game. You know, from my experience working with guys over the years, that's where it starts. You got to have a guy who wants to be in the gym, who anytime the gym's or his open gym, he's there. He's always asking you to play, that kind of stuff, or get in the gym. And then you can build from there, and that's what I love about KJ. He's got a long ways to go. He's not as aggressive as I'd like him to be. You know, it's frustrating in the summer. You see guys play in open gym, and they're passing to guys who are never going to be on the team. Not that you don't pass it, but you got to be working on your game at these points in the summer. And sometimes our guys can be a little too unselfish, and we got to work on that. That's where Bosco's at kind of right now. And we want him to be unselfish during the season. But in the off season, I want these guys shooting the ball almost every time they get it.
Great point there, Tony. Hey, have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
All right. You too. Take care.
Tony brought us the head men's coach at Portland Community College, located in, of course, beautiful Portland, Oregon, a great school. Now let's close out the program tonight with Brian Stamm, the outstanding associate head coach at Clackamas Community College. Brian, how are you doing tonight? And congrats to Clackamas, you and Cliff Wagner, on an outstanding hosting the Max Hoops Skills event this past weekend. It was fun to be there, and what a great group of kids, Brian.
Yeah, thank you, Greg, so much for having me on this week, and it was our pleasure to be able to host that event. It was the 6th annual Max Hoops Elite Basketball School, and I've been fortunate to be a part of all 6 with Brant. Actually, there's been 7, but for 6 years, we were able to host 2 years ago. We did one at Umpqua Community College, and then a week later did at Clackamas. And it's a great event. Brant Miner does a great job getting good kids, and there's always great coaches. And I told the kids during the camp that I still have all my notes from all 6 years of elite school that I've taken from what the coaches have said. So it's not just stuff that the kids can benefit, but us coaches also learn from each other with the different topics that we're presenting.
Okay, Brian, you've been a big part of that event for a long time, as you mentioned, 6 years. Can you think of one of the best questions one of the students, the young players, has ever asked you? Maybe, I know they ask a lot of great questions. What's one of the best ones? Our listeners, I think, would like to know that.
A lot of the really good questions, a lot of kids in high school don't really understand how recruiting works. And so that's what I tailored a lot of my talks to the kids about. And actually my presentation this weekend was just kind of a recruiting 101, how to approach coaches, you know, setting up visits, learning about campus, asking the right questions when you do talk to coaches to make the best decision on figuring out what the best fit is for you as far as choosing a college, if it's going to be a successful situation or not. So that's probably the main question. And because of that, I've kind of tailored my talk to that area.
What's the most important thing as a young person can do if they want to be recruited? I know things have changed. A lot of people making home videos. A lot of the approach is different. What was your advice there, Brian? That's a great topic, by the way.
I really enjoy the topic, and I think it goes over well, but I think the number one thing that kids can do is contact coaches and try and get on campus. And that can start even when you're a freshman. One of the kids that was at camp this week that I've had on my AAU team over the past 2 years is Will Swank from Sheldon High School in Eugene. And he started as a freshman and sophomore. Every time his family would take a trip, he would email or call the coaching staff at the nearby university or college and go and ask if he could come on campus. And even, you know, Division I schools, like I know in one trip they went to Eastern Washington and they visited Spokane Community College, Walla Walla University. They visited Whitman and Whitworth and Eastern Washington all in one trip and got tours, got information. And at the same time, all those coaches now have Will on their radar as far as wanting to recruit him because they know he already has an interest level in their school. So when they, you know, see his name on, oh, he's going to be at this AAU tournament, I'm going to be there, I should go watch him play. You know, and it's just a good way to start that connection and get on people's radar by contacting them, sending some film. You asked about film and game clips. I think highlight videos are great, but they only tell a little bit of a story, and a coach really is going to want to see a game film, a whole game, to really tell what that kid can do.
Very good. I mean, that's great information. I'm fascinated by that topic. Brian, are you guys all done with your recruiting for your 16-17 team? I know my buddies, the two richest, Federer and Johnson, are listening tonight, and they're your most fanatic fans, and they want to know.
Yeah, they've been poking their heads around campus trying to say, hey, is there any open gyms going on that we can watch? They're rip-roaring ready to go for the season already. We are pretty close to being done. You know, we have 15 guys that we feel really confident about that have committed to our program, and we're working on getting them situated with housing and all their classes and everything. But, you know, Tony made a good point about just junior college recruiting is that you really are never done until school starts, and you never know when that one kid might slip through the cracks somewhere and be searching at the last second. So you're never done, but we're basically wrapped up and really pleased with the kids that we have coming in.
Great job tonight, Brian. We'll talk with you again next Monday night. You're going to join us quite a bit now, and we appreciate that. Talking to Clackamas Community College basketball, always fun, as well as the rest of the coaches. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Sounds good, Greg. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
You betcha. That's Brian Stamm, the head men's coach, the associate head coach, and he will be a head coach in Division I one day, so I didn't misspeak there, just a little early. He is going to be a big-time college basketball coach. Wonderful coach right now at Clackamas Community College. Thanks for listening, everybody, and don't forget to make your free throws.